The first great principle of being excellent in marketing is to listen to your customers and be market-driven. There are two types of companies out there. One is a market-driven company and one is a product-driven company. Market-driven companies find a need or a pain in the marketplace and then create a product to fill that need. They look for problems that are not being solved and they look for windows of opportunity. They develop products and services to fill the gap that they know is in the marketplace, and they oftentimes prove that the opportunity exists before even developing the product or service. Market-driven companies can have a 90% or greater success rate on their new product launches because they already know that the product is going to work, that people want to buy it at the price point with the feature set before they even create the product in the first place. On the other hand, product-driven companies innovate first, and then they try to find somebody to buy what it is that they have created. Inventors, musicians, authors, and artists are good examples of product-driven companies. And here's the sad truth. Product-driven companies only have a 1 or 2% success rate. In 1999, the House of Representatives passed the Inventors Protection Act of 1999, which was designed to protect budding inventors from those who would prey upon them. In that act, they demanded that companies that provided services to inventors publish in their materials and on their websites what the success rate was of their clients. In other words, how many of the inventors that they supported actually developed a product which was commercially successful. And the sad truth is that it's about 1%. 1% of all inventions that try to become commercially successful are commercially successful unless you have a market-driven company. If you prove that the demand exists, if you prove that the market wants your product or service with exactly the price point and exactly the feature set that you intend to create before you even develop the product, you have a much, much higher probability of success. Here's a great principle. Solve a problem. Find a pain. It's better to sell aspirin than it is vitamins because people respond to pain a lot quicker than they do to pleasure or safety. They move a lot more quickly when they are frightened than they do when they are comfortable. So find a pain in the marketplace and create an immediate fix for that pain in the marketplace, and then tell people how you are able to immediately solve their pain and heal their wound, and they will be much more likely to come to your product. Here's a great principle. The mass market doesn't think and feel like you do. You may love your product or service. Your neighbor may care about it, your family may care about it, but if the market in general, if the market overall doesn't care about your product or service, you are not going to be commercially successful. I oftentimes tell my clients that I like your product, I wouldn't ever buy that product, but I'm just one voice. I only get one vote, and my vote really doesn't count when it comes to the hundreds of thousands of people in your target market. The marketplace doesn't care about what a good person you are. They don't care about the effort that you've put into this. They don't care about the money that you have put into developing your products. They only care about their pain. They only care about their pleasure. So you need to make sure that they understand that you are relieving their pain or giving them greater pleasure, and then and only then are they going to buy your product or service. So repeat after me, I cannot predict what the market will buy and what they won't buy. I am not a marketing genius. I have to ask and I have to test. I'm going to repeat that. I cannot predict what the market will buy and what they won't buy. I am not a marketing genius. I have to ask and I have to test. Here's a big clue, by the way. Your competition can provide great information about what people want to buy and what feature set that they want. And for goodness sakes, don't say that you don't have any competition, because there's always competition. Where there is pain and where there is pleasure to be had, there is always competition for your product or service. Some of that may be direct competition, and some of that may be indirect competition. Here's an example of direct and indirect competition. Say I want to open up a taco stand. My direct competition might be considered to be every other Mexican food restaurant within 5 miles. My indirect competition might be the burger joint next door or the Asian restaurant down the street, which are providing a similar solution to the pain of hunger, but they're not directly competitive in that they're not copying my brand specifically, and they're not offering exactly the same feature set. So always be aware of the competition that's out there. Understand them, learn from them. And you can not only learn about your market, what they will buy and what they want to have in their products and services by the tests that you are doing, but a really good proof point is what they're already buying and who they're already buying it from. Here's another tip for you. I want you to assume that at least some of your competitors are all hardworking geniuses and watch what they do. They are probably the ones with the most revenue and the most market share. They're the ones that are working extremely hard, and they're the ones that I want you to assume are marketing geniuses. And when you follow their lead and learn from their successes and failures, you're going to save yourself a lot of money that you might otherwise have spent on ineffective products or additional market research. And here's a bonus. Your success in marketing depends on having a very reasonable cost of customer acquisition versus the lifetime value of the customer. The cost of customer acquisition is critical to your marketing success and critical to your business success. Customer acquisition means the time and the expense that it takes to get a new customer. The fully loaded cost of your customer acquisition can be significantly higher than the incremental cost. Here's what that means. Suppose you do a 1,000-piece mailing campaign that costs you $2,000, and you do it once a month. Suppose you get 5 new clients from there. One way to look at it is to say that each client only cost you $2 because each piece of mail that you sent out only cost you $2. Another way to look at that is to say that each new client cost you $400 because you spent $2,000 on a marketing campaign and you got 5 new clients, so that means that each one cost you $400. But if your monthly overhead was $10,000, then each customer cost you $2,000 to get because you went the entire month and all your fully loaded costs were $10,000, you only got 5 new clients. So one way of looking at that is that each one of those customers cost you $2,000. If your profit on each one of those customers is less than $2,000 in the long term, you are not going to be able to stay in business. Your cost of customer acquisition has to be dramatically lower than the lifetime value of your customer. And in ideal cases, it's dramatically lower than the profit that you will make on your very first sale. So here's the bottom line. To reduce your risk and accelerate growth, do your market research. Understand your competition. Respect your competition. Learn from your competition. Get market research professionals on your team to help you understand the needs and wants of the marketplace and understand what the marketplace really wants to buy and how much they want to pay for it. Listen to the words that your prospective customers use and use those words in your marketing campaign. Ask your first customers for their feedback and correct your course until you find something that works, and then fine-tune the message with continual feedback from your marketing systems over time. Here's a great quote that I love to say. To sell John Brown what John Brown buys, you must see the world through John Brown's eyes. What that means is, in order to sell something to somebody, you need to understand what their perspective is and what their needs and wants are, what their pain is, so that you can communicate effectively to them the value of your products and services. To sell John Brown what John Brown buys, you must see the world through John Brown's eyes.